Well, aloha everyone. We are here. Of course, it's KP. I'm here on the early time. It's actually at 0033 at, on 1004 of 2021. So we are here at this early morning time. No big deal, but we're just kind of taking care of things as we go along and dealing with stuff. And all I can say is we're kind of moving along. So, but I felt quite strongly like a show, this type of show, wanted to be brought out, and we're all going through our things and this and that and this and that. So I suppose at some point, we're all going to kind of find, we're going to find our way through this, and as we move through this path, whatever path we're on, I think it's really, it's very helpful to just stay, pay attention to, in my case, at least from my view, it's to pay attention to one's own path, and whatever is going on, it's important to that path. So whatever's going on outside, apparently outside, to me is not, it's not too significant. An outside meaning outside of my boundary, 3D boundaries, or whatever kind of boundaries that we have set up for ourselves. There is quite a bit of, there's quite a bit of things happening, but I'm getting less and less, into following the news type deals. And even though I do watch every day, I do watch X-22 Report, and I actually I usually watch Santa Surfing each day when she does a report. I really do enjoy the vibration of her reports, and so I do watch those. But everybody, can find their own places that they like. And I thank you all for sending all of these, video links and things like that, messages that you kind of feel are important to pass along. And I do not post most of them. Everybody knows I get a lot of, if I get a lot of things, I only post what resonates within. And that changes drastically from day to day, and quite a bit. So, I don't really know where this particular show, why the message came to do, quote, do a show. I don't know why it came up, but I'm just going to take a quick look at what I've been posting. And there's a few things after the I did a Santa Surfing on 10-1. This was a 4th, so now it's, but there was today a couple messages came out, and that and I put them up as video messages, that the harvest has started. There's no more, quote, normal, and we're going towards a new path. And whatever that means, I think each one has a slightly different aspect of that. But the second message that came out, and this both of these happened when I was on my way to Luau Coffee and had a wonderful time over there in the afternoon. But second message was choosing the, quote, beyond normal, unquote, world. That, to me, is really a very significant and important message. And, you know, it, really going, you know, beyond the normal, whatever that means. Most people, I'm sure, who probably listen to this, these things that I put out here, you know, you're not really normal, whatever you want to call normal. But I mean, normal meaning the 3D normal, standard path. Do this, you do this, do this, and you go to school, you go to college, go to this, do that. You know, you grow old, get fat, and die. And that's it. That's the whole life. And there's nothing else. Just as long as you do your normal things, you're fine. I would say it's most important, you know, to get out of that paradigm if you're in it. And so it's very clear that, you know, it's not serving us anymore. And so, you know, there's a lot that's happening that is helping us one step at a time to move beyond it. And, you know, it's kind of a thing where, you know, we're finding out our, you know, we're finding out our, you know, it's a real challenging place to be in, finding our path. And, you know, we're kind of in a, I call it a lot of ways, it seems to be a kind of a sandy beach time, where you have a rapid fire waves coming at you, this one and that one. And I do believe, I do feel it's going to continue as this old paradigm, as the old paradigms are exposed, and we come out of, we come through those. We're coming through those. And these things that are being exposed by a variety of groups, including, you know, Project Veritas, this and that, you know, these, all these different groups, and including the galactic, we'll talk like the cosmic disclosures that are happening. You know, these disclosures, I just watched a Cliff High. Well, it was not just Cliff High, but Cliff High, it was, you know, Cliff High was Jean-Claude and Joe. It was like, you know, the what's his name? Anyway, whatever the guy's name was, but it was really, you know, I just really love that, you know, that combination, that group actually was very, very, you know, it was very, very, Jay Snipp4, that's who he is, okay. Yeah, I watched that video, and, maybe I'll link that in the notes here. But it just kind of, you know, it's just kind of, it was really just a lot of things were being talked about. And usually I don't listen to a lot of that. But it was really kind of, you know, things are happening, and yes, it's just sort of, there's nothing wrong with being, to me, with being aware that certain things might happen, like supply chains might appear to be, a lot of these things that we used to get from China, all these things. Ships are lined up, and they're out in the Pacific, and they're probably in the Atlantic, too, and they're kind of lined up, and what do? A lot of these parts that apparently were, you know, made elsewhere, or computer chips and things like this are made in China, are being, you know, it's going to be tougher to get them. So, you know, the thing about it is that the bottom line for me has always been, you know, and I still say this, is to you know, stay out of the fear vibration. And it's very, very important. And so, you know, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, you see these things come up and people talk about them, and you know, Cliff High, and he's got his linguistics and things like that it does fit together with a lot of things, and I'm not going to say specifically what it was, but I think for one thing, it's very important to follow what, like I say, pay attention to one's own path and one's own I call it higher guidance, and you know, it's very you know, it's just, that's the way it is right now. I think for people to follow, just be, you know, I mean, I listen to a lot of people. I don't resonate with a lot of people. And, you know, to me, that is the most important part. Follow what resonates. And that means rings the bell. So if your bell is being rung by something, it's probably something to follow, or to at least to listen to. And that doesn't mean the message is right or wrong or truth or not truth. And it's like, this is a whole nother thing. It's kind of like, no matter how we've been deceived, we can always call upon the universe and ask the universe to show us our current true path. And, you know, so that's an important, for me, an important question. What's my current now moment? I better write that out. Correct path. And so, you know, that is a very important question. And so, you know, a lot of folks aren't gonna really get it, but you know, it's one of those things that, to me, that's the most important thing. So I've looked at this many times with various situations, and of course I was kind of encouraged to come over here, and actually, what is today? 10-4. This is like the day before. I was called by, you know, my father to come the day before. 10-5 was the day that he called and said they really needed me to come home, or back to this home, this house. Now, my home is here now. You know, currently, I'm home here. And I did leave the house in Hawaii, but that was my former path left. In other words, my former path was just shut down, shut off, cut off. And now, the path here, I'm realizing, is, this is where I, quote, need to be. This is my current path. Just being here, you know, just being here. That's my current path. And that is all I need to know. That's my current path. So, you know, it's a little bit frustrating from time to time, you know, when it's, you know, it's been this same, a certain way for a long, long time. I call it a long, long time, but it's for quite a period of time. And now it's like, okay, I see what's going on. I see a few things. A lot of things are changing that I don't even know. And it has to do also with perception. You know, that the perception, how our mind, you know, how the mind perceives the meaning of something. And you know, this whole thing, of course, I never liked being in this particular house. I never really cared for being in this house, and after I moved out. But now it's like, you know, my parents have been gone for Well, my mother for, it'll be almost 2 years, and my father's been gone for now about a year and a half. And so, you know, I just always struggled against this. I struggled with this house. And it's like, I always struggled with it. And I, one step at a time, I have released that and let go of it, let go of the struggle. And one step at a time, I've learned how to sort of work with this structure, this house, and the energies of this structure that have been here in this house. And I feel like a lot of these energies have been left, have left, and I've had to also, I typically like to use, I have done some sage work, some saging of certain places, but I also feel the selenite. I really resonate with selenite. You know, I really like that. It's the, what shall I say, the, you know, the selenite crystal is not really a crystal. It's sort of, it's more of a, you know, a thread. And it's just like, it's beautiful. It's just beautiful, but it's also, you know, they are used, they call them selenite wands, and they are used to clear things. So, you know, it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a deal where it can help to clear old energies, stuck energies. And I'm not getting this from somewhere else. I'm getting it from inside myself. But it does say something on one website I'm just checking out here. It says it kind of helps to clear stagnant energy, heavy or dense energy surrounding. And I really like the feeling of it, and I keep it in the living room all the time. I keep a wand of that, about a 6 to 8 inch piece, I think it's about 8 inch piece of selenite. And sometimes I will send that, use that around the house, and I'll just go around and I'll sort of be waving it around and wherever I feel like waving it. And I also realized today, although I haven't done it yet, I said each time, for some reason, I'm seeing certain energies get stuck in corners. These darn box houses, you know, everything is built like a box. And this will not, that will not be my next house. My next, whatever my next permanent, so-called permanent location, and maybe it's more than one, but it will not be a box, you know. You know, it's kind of important for me. It's very helpful to let this, you know, it's helpful to let this, let the energies expose themselves and then clearing the house, finding out, to me it's important, that what happens is that they, I feel like a lot of times certain energies do get stuck. It's like, you know, you find a little dirt in the corners. And I know there's probably other ways to do it, but I'm seeing that I need to take the selenite wand in each room, even the little rooms, and to clear each of the corners, all 8 corners of these of those rooms. And so, you know, it's a progressive path. And you know, today I just got, you know, that's what I just kind of got. So, you know, that kind of thing is, again, trusting the higher guidance, the higher inner guidance that, call it higher dimensional, higher vibrational, whatever you want to call it. It's, for, you know, for that part of it, to me, is very, very important. And that's, I can always tell you what I do and how I feel about things. So, you know, that's, to me, that's what's going on right now. And I am really, you know, there's a lot of stuff that sort of come up and sort of, you know, has sort of come up and, you know, I'm kind of dealing with a lot of different things and sort of we're moving. Also, the other thing that happens is that, you know, we're moving from, some of us have come in and a lot of people are not, are going to have already been born, but maybe they're, you know, are very young and they're in this new paradigm. Essentially, they're ready for the new paradigm. They're here to grow up physically and in this new paradigm. So, but we are moving from the very old, thick paradigm, you know, to the new one. And, you know, we have to transition. Sometimes we have to transition. We have to be involved in the transition. So a lot, for myself, a lot of times it's like knowing that, yeah, there's certain things that I have to do to pay for certain things, you know, gas and electricity. You know, it's not a big deal. It's not a major deal. But one step at a time, you know, that's kind of the deal. And I think in the new era that we're moving into, that's not going to be, we're not going to even have, we're not going to have that to pay for energy to run the house or to run whatever items we need to have. Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, that's kind of the deal right now. So let's see where we're at here. Let's see. So, yeah, so one thing I did want to bring up was about the Jetson white. And I'll put that up, I'll put a link to that up in the notes up there. But it was something, you know, I kind of get what he's talking about, and I do feel like there's a lot of things that are, you know, pointing out that, you know, we're kind of, you know, dealing with items that perhaps we otherwise wouldn't. We're thinking about things and looking at things in ways that otherwise we wouldn't. I feel like he's one of the people who've been brought here to kind of point things, certain things out. And this very well might be the way it's going to happen. As I recall it, it's that people will be, those who are really not ready to be awakened up and will go, or something like this. Okay, I'm not going to say exactly what. There'll be 144,000 who are like saints and so and so and so and so that will stay, I believe, on this planet, kind of the holy crap, I'm still here and I can't believe it, but I'm here, so I'm going to deal with it. And I don't know what that means, but in any event, the rest will be transported out. And those who really need, in other words, it's not that, it's just that we were never given, according to what Jetson has said, we were never given a correct first a correct chance to really raise our vibration on our own, and in general. Now, we all know we can raise our vibration. I mean, I know, you know, I can release things, but it's almost like there's so many people who are still stuck in this lower vibration and don't know that there's any way out. And perhaps there isn't any way out, and that's what Jetson was talking about. So it's about the people eventually being portaled up to these ships, and the ships would then be stargated out to, and during the time that they were on these ships, they'd be stargated out somewhere. I don't know where, I don't recall where, but you would have like a multi-year, like four-year education program into what really has been happening. So I, you know, he talks about that a little bit, but I found it very, kind of, you know, woke up a few things inside of me, and I found it quite helpful. So, you know, what can I say? I'm not going to say any more about it, but the only thing I'm going to add to this is that it was yesterday, I spent some time with Louisa of Goldfish Report, and she had asked me to come on for Goldfish Report number 777. And so I did connect with her yesterday, and she records it first, and then it was live streamed, I guess, on Facebook. So, but she records it, and then we'll put it out, should put it out shortly. So she is now primarily on Rumble, and I think that's it. Maybe BitChute, I'm not sure. In any event, we're moving through this, and all I can say is just keep the vibrations high and, you know, release things as they come up. For me, it's just release things as they come up and enjoy the ride, enjoy the show, whatever show you're going through. Again, very, very important to stay released from fear. Any fears that come up to me, I'm just letting go of them, releasing them, or go out and take a walk, take a ride. If it feels like things are really getting, there's so much going on that I'm not able to really deal with the energies, well, then perhaps it's time to do that thing, take that walk, ride that bike. You know, if you're in Hawaii or warmer water places, go out and take a swim. If you're in Iceland, yeah, I can go ahead and take a swim up there too. So you never know. But we are making it. We are making it. We're going through this. We're going to make it. And, you know, we are going to, making it. So that's the last thing I'll say. And in any event, we will just allow the vibrations, high vibrations, to tune into the high vibrations, and we'll keep moving upward on the path. So aloha, and here again is Kaulana Napua with Makaha songs. Aloha. Aloha. Na kapuana kapoe.